what a timely testimony.
这是非常及时的这个见证.
Because today we're going to talk about hope.
我们今天牧师要跟大家分享盼望.
Now hope is something that all of us need.
这盼望是我们每个人都需要的.
Now interestingly, when Stephen was sharing, he was sharing that he was actually at a very dark time.
这很有意思的是 Stephen 弟兄在分享他在黑暗的时间.
Now there are only two psalms in the Bible whereby it has not a good ending.
只有在圣经里面只有两个事情有两个人祷告是没有好的结束.
诗篇有两篇。 So in the psalms, so there are two. So he picked one of them, Psalm 88.
所以 Stephen 弟兄就捡了诗篇88篇.
Because normally in psalms, it will always end with praising God or giving or putting your trust in God.
经常的在诗篇里面的结束的地方都是感谢上帝并且把信心放在上帝上面.
But Stephen has correctly understood the scripture is that even during the darkest hours, God is with you.
但是Stephen弟兄就明白这个圣经说即使你在黑暗的时候黑暗当中神也跟你同在.
Now the scripture that we are about to read today,
那今天要跟大家读的圣经,
the context of this situation is that it's of hopelessness.
在这个环境当中这个背景就是这个环境是没什么盼望没什么希望的.
And normally when we read the scripture, we'll ask everyone to stand up.
那经常的我们读圣经的时候都是邀请大家站起来.
So if I get you to stand again for the public reading of God's word.
我们请大家站起来我们一起读这个圣经.
Now we know that God is the God of order.
我们知道神是有秩序的神.
So we will read English once.
所以牧师要先读英文先.
And then we'll read Mandarin together again.
我们要再一起读中文.
You ready?
准备好了吗?
Let's go.
那么开始.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣说，我就是复活和生命，信我的人虽然死了，也要活着。 所有活又信我的人必定永远不死，你信这话吗？
Please be seated in the presence of God. Now this scripture is a very interesting scripture.
这个经节是非常有兴趣的经节.
Jesus was talking to Martha, so that's her, Martha.
耶稣对马大讲话.
So what happened is this is scripture that is said during a funeral service.
这关键的是这个经节呢是在一个丧葬礼的事情当中葬礼的事件当中所产生的.
I'm not sure whether you have ever been to a funeral.
我不知道你有没有去参加过葬礼.
And normally when we go to a funeral, we'll bring comfort to them. We'll say some nice words to encourage people.
我们经常去参加葬礼的时候，我们会经常带着去给人家安慰，给他一些盼望的话，去安慰那些人。
But Jesus says something rather outrageous.
但耶稣所讲的话是很不一样的。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，我就是复活和生命。
Easter Sunday is about the resurrection of Christ.
复活节的星期天就是关于耶稣的复活的事件.
And Jesus told Martha that if you believe in me, you will live.
就耶稣对马大说，如果你相信的话，你就会活着.
So in this hopeless situation, Jesus was trying to convey a message to Martha.
就在这个非常失望的环境当中，耶稣试着向马大传扬他的信息.
I was wondering what is your situation today.
我就在想我们今天所面对的环境是什么样子的.
Let's look at globally what is really happening.
那我们看看这个世界上正在发生些什么.
Let's not go personal first, let's go big first.
那我们先从大的方面再看我们再回到我们小的.
For those of you that read news, you know that there's an ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine.
那些在看新闻的知道苏联跟乌克兰还在打仗.
The struggle in Gaza Strip continues.
在加沙那边所发生的事情还在挣扎着.
And most recently, there is a trade war between two superpowers.
最现在的就是 两个超级大国正在打贸易战。
And for those of us who are younger, you are really concerned about climate.
对那些我们年轻的人的来讲，我们很关心这个气候的变化。
And that closer to home, you will understand that the cost of living is going up.
那作为一个家庭的来说，你会发现这个我们生活的费用正在高涨。
There is uncertainty certainly in this world.
在这个世界上真的没有安稳，没有稳定的时
间。That's the reason why today we're going to talk about hope.
所以为什么今天我们要讲希望、盼望？
Because the resurrection of Christ changes everything.
因为耶稣的复活使一切都改变了。
Now why hope matters?
为什么盼望是如此的重要呢？
There's this scholar by the name of Dr. Shane Lopez.
这个洛佩斯博士有这样讲话。
She's a very renowned American psychologist.
她是非常出名的心理学家。
I'm not sure whether she's a Christian.
我不清楚她是基督徒。
But this is what she said. She said, hope is not just a feeling, it's feel.
她这样说，盼望不只是一个感觉，但是它是个推动人生的燃料。
Because without it, people grow passive, anxious, and ultimately despairing.
因为没有盼望，人会变得消极。焦虑，最终陷入绝望。
Hope is a universal human need.
盼望是一个整个人类都所需要的。
It doesn't matter the color of your skin.
不管你的皮肤是什么颜色。
It doesn't matter your education background.
不管你的教育的背景是什么样子。
It doesn't matter your economical status.
那不管你的经济地位是什么样。
Everybody needs hope.
每个人都需要盼望。
There's this another scholar. He's a professor in Columbia University.
另外一个博士在哥伦比亚大学的个博士这样讲。
His name is Andrew Del Banco.
他的名字叫安德鲁。
He won award from President Obama, so he's a very renowned professor.
他是从奥巴马总统那边得到个奖项，他是个非常出名的教授。
And in his book, it's called The Real American Dream, with a subtitle, The Meditation of Hope. This is what he said.
就他的一本书叫做《真正的美国梦》，冠盼望的默想这样说。
Now again, we are not sure. I'm not sure whether he's a Christian.
但再一次的，我们不知道这个教授是个基督徒。
And this is written before COVID-19.
但这个是在新冠病毒之前，这本书就写出来的。
He said, "A person without hope is a person without a future."
他说，一个没有盼望的人就是个没有未来的人。
And someone without a future is someone who cannot.
没有未来的人是活不下去的人。
So as you can see, hope is a powerful, powerful thing.
所以我们可以看到，盼望是个非常非常有能力的事件。
So today we're going to think together, figure out together what kind of hope are you holding on to?
我们今天我们要大家一起思想，你抓住的是一个什么样的盼望？
And is that hope holding you?
那这个盼望是你抓住了，还是盼望你被盼望抓住了？
So there are couple of kinds of hope we're going to explore.
那一些的盼望我们就来看看。
But Easter is about a hope that doesn't die.
那复活节讲的是一个不会死的盼望。
Even when everything does.
即使一切都死去了。
So the question I have for you today is this.
那今天我有个问题是问大家的。
What kind of hope are you holding on to?
你抓住的盼望，你抓住的是什么
？What is the basis of your hope？
你盼望的根基是什么
？Is there a basis？
那么有一个基础在哪里
？Some of us we have what we call a maybe hope。
有些人可能拿到的是一个抓住的是叫做也许的盼望。
What is a maybe hope？
那也许的盼望是什么呢
？Maybe if I make more money, I'll finally feel secure。
也许当我赚了更多的钱，我就有安全感了。
How many feels like this?
有多少人是觉得我如果赚很多的钱，我就更有安全感
？You don't have to put up your hand.
你不需要举手了。
Some wife is helping the husband to put up their hands, you know.
有些太太就帮助先生举手了。
Maybe this relationship will fix the emptiness I feel.
也许这段关系就可以把我内心的那种空虚给补足的。
Or maybe my career will finally take off and I feel like I matter.
也许我的事业成功了，我就会觉得很有价值。
This is what I call the maybe hope.
所以牧师就把它叫做也许的盼望。
But as you and I know, there is a bit of a danger in this maybe hope.
但你们知道，我们在这个也许的盼望当中，有些危险性在那里面。
You know, Australian society, we love our positivity.
你知道我们的澳大利亚这个社会是很一种积极向上的，这就积极向上的看法的这个社会。
In fact, Western society as a whole, we are optimistic people.
对，实际上对西方的这些国家来说，对西方来说，我们是一个有乐观的人。
But the question I have is, what is that basis of hope? What is that basis of optimism?
但我的问题是，这个盼望的基础是在哪里？这个乐观的基础是在哪里？
Is this a vague optimism?
如果这个只是个很模糊的乐观吗？
Is this just a feel good optimism?
这个只是个我感觉的好的这种乐观的精神吗？
The challenge of this kind of optimism is that it really depends on circumstances.
所以对这个盼望这个挑战就是这个你的这种盼望是决定在根基是在你这个不稳定的基础上面，就要看环境的。
Meaning to say that if the circumstance fulfills my desire, my satisfaction, I will be happy.
很多的这种盼望是说，如果我周围的环境所发生的事情跟我的心愿是符合的话，我就感觉到很高兴的。
So that is the maybe hope.
所以这就是也许的盼望。
There is another type of hope is called the if hope.
另外一种盼望就叫做如果的盼望。
If the medical report is good, then I'll have peace.
如果我的体检报告是好的话，那我就会有平安了。
It's like what Brother Stephen has said.
就像 Stephen 弟兄所讲的。
If there is no post-op complication, I'll be happy.
如果没有这种并发症的发生以后呢？手术的并发动手术并发症发生的话，我就感到很高兴了。
If my children can go to a Christian school, I'll be happy.
如果我的孩子可以到基督教的学校去的话，我就感到很高兴。
Better still, if my children can get a top ATA mark, I'll be super happy.
最高更是，如果我的孩子能够得到最高的分数的话，最高的成就的话，我就更加的高兴了。
I can see all the parents are smiling.
我可以看到很多的父母都是在那边微笑的。
And all the young people just look at the ground.
很多的年轻的学生就低头了。
Pressure.
哎呀，太大的压力了。
If I meet expectations, then I'll deserve love and approval.
如果我达到了别人的盼望的话呢，我就配得爱，配得得到肯定的。
If I have a good spouse, then I'll feel blessed.
如果我一个好的伴侣的话，我真的很受，觉得很有福的。但是牧师确实是很有福的，他是非常。
Okay, all the husband and wife today, you're gonna get a good credit, all right? You're gonna do very well. So how many of you feel very blessed?
所以有多少的妻子跟丈夫说你是非常受祝福的
？All right, some of you are gonna sleep outside tonight.
今天要在外沙发睡觉了。
Now again, what is the basis of this hope?
但在这的这种。盼望的基础是在哪里呢？
The basis of this hope is that everything going according to plan.
就这种盼望的基础就是所有的一切所发生的都是跟所计划的一样的。
But if you have lived long enough, you will know that rarely things go according to plan.
如果你活得很长的话，你知道很多的事情发生并不是你所计划的。
The if hope.
这就是如果的盼望。
You know, the truth is that the disciples of Jesus felt the same way on Good Friday.
那同样的，耶稣的那些门徒在耶稣受难日那天，跟也是这种一样的感受。
When Christ suffered and when he was crucified,
当耶稣受难并且被钉十字架的时候
，What did Peter do?
我说彼得做些什么呢
？He denied Christ three times.
他三次的。不认耶稣。
The Bible recorded that the disciples were so afraid they hid behind the door, afraid of the Jewish leaders trying to find them out.
那圣经里面记录下来，耶稣的那些门徒真的是这样的害怕，害怕到躲在屋子里面，把门关紧紧的，就怕那些犹太人的那些领袖那些去找他们。
It was recorded in the Bible on the road to Emmaus. The disciples they were downcast.
当在去以马忤斯的路上，那些门徒在那边非常的焦虑。
And the disciples said this.
那门徒就这样说了。
We were hoping.
我们希望。
that Jesus would be the Redeemer of Israel.
耶稣是以色列人的救赎者。
But now that he died such a horrible death,
但是现在他是这样残酷的死掉了。
There is no more hope.
那就没盼望了。
Easter Friday is about a day where seemingly there is no more hope.
在耶稣受难日这个星期，这一天是所有看到所有的一些希望都没掉了，已经彻底的失望了。
What happened?
发生了什么事情？
What happened that caused the disciples of Jesus being so downcast to be one of the most courageous people on earth?
这耶稣是发生了什么事情？耶稣的那些门徒本来是非常很有激励、很鼓励的，但是在那天是陷入了深深的焦虑。
From being so afraid of the Jewish leaders, they were hiding behind the door.
从他们这么害怕那些犹太人的领袖，他们躲藏在屋子里面。
To then boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere.
到后来他们就很勇敢地到处宣扬耶稣的福音。
What happened?
发生了什么事情？
What happened in between?
在这之间发生了什么事情？
What happened, Joe?
说弟兄发生了什么事情？
The resurrection of Christ.
是因为耶稣的复活。
Some of you seated here may be asking, how do I know that Christ is truly risen?
有些人坐在这边在正在想，我怎么知道耶稣真的是复活的呢？
I'm glad you're asking that question.
我很高兴你问这个问题。
Because I prepared some answers for you.
因为牧师准备了一些答案给你。
When I was young,
当牧师很年轻的时候，
I was a very curious boy.
他是非常很爱问题的男孩。
The problem is I grew up in Malaysia.
但问题是牧师在马来西亚长大。
The teachers don't like people asking questions.
那些老师是不喜欢学生问问题的。
That's why I am called the problem student.
所以那个牧师小时候被叫做有问题的学生。
I always ask a lot of questions.
牧师一直问很多的问题。
I always ask why.
一直问为什么。
Even when I was going to church, I would ask the pastor why.
即使牧师到了教会也是问教会的牧师说为什么。
Now I become a pastor, a lot of people ask me why.
现在牧师成为牧师的就很多人来问牧师很多为什么。
So if you have a problem student, a problem child, maybe you have a calling to be a pastor.
所以如果你是一个问题的学生，是个问题的小孩的话，可能是上帝呼召你做牧师的。
Because you have to answer a lot of why questions.
因为你要回答很多为什么的问题。
So how do we know that Jesus is risen indeed?
所以我们怎么知道耶稣确实的是复活的呢？
Do you know Jesus has made a lot of outrageous claim?
你知道耶稣做了很多很出格的那种声明。
Absolutely outrageous.
真的是很出格的。
Some people think that Jesus is just a good moral teacher.
有些人只是想耶稣是个非常好的老师。
That he's a good person.
他是非常好的人。
But think of what he said or who he claimed to be.
但要想想耶稣他说的是什么，他宣告他自己是什么。
Jesus says,
耶稣说
I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说我就是复活，我就是生命。
I mean, that is quite an outrageous claim, don't you think so?
你想想这个宣告是非常的出格的。
And Jesus will also say, I am the bread of life.
耶稣甚至说我就是生命的粮。
I am the living water.
我是活的水。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好的牧者。
Now, C.S. Lewis is one of the most recognized theologians, and I love him heaps.
这非常出名的路易斯神学家他这样说。
He then proposed this to the people.
他就把这个问题向大家提问给大家。
When we look at Jesus, there are only three outcomes that can be.
所以当你看出耶稣的时候，只有三点可以看出他是谁。
Especially when you look at the claims of Jesus.
特别看出耶稣的那些宣告的时候。
The first is he is a liar.
这第一点就是耶稣是一个欺骗的人，是一个说谎的人。
Because what he claimed is to the same status as God.
因为他耶稣所宣告的。他所宣告的地位就跟神的地位是一样的。
No good moral person would do that.
每个好的 好的人可以这样这样说他自己。
So you have to decide today, is Jesus a liar?
所以你就要想，耶稣所宣告的这些，他耶稣是说谎的人吗？
Because the thing that he asks you to do is not just to do good things.
因为耶稣所叫你做的事情不是做好的事情。
The claim that he made about himself is truly extraordinary.
他耶稣所宣告的关于他自己的所宣告的是真的跟出格的跟人所不一样的。
C.S. Lewis then say, maybe there are a second possibility.
所以路易斯就说，耶稣呢可能是另外一种人。
So he's either he is a liar.
所以耶稣可能是说谎的人。
That he's able to deceive so many people.
所以他可能是欺骗了很多的人。
Or maybe he is crazy.
也可能他是一个疯狂的人。
Something wrong up here.
他的头脑头可能有些问题。
Now, if today you were to go out from this place,
所以今天如果你从这个地方出去的话，
you start to tell your friend,
你开始对你的朋友说，
I am the way,
我是道路，
I am the truth,
我是真理，
I am the life,
我是生命。
You go out to your friend,
你对你的朋友去说，我是道路的话，
I am the good shepherd,
我是好牧者，
Follow me,
跟着我。
What do you think your friends will do?
你想想你的朋友会怎么看你？
Triple zero.
可能要打三个零的报警。
Someone needs help here.
这里有个人需要帮忙了。
My friend has gone bananas.
我的朋友开始疯狂了。
True?
是这样子。
No? Maybe you should try later.
可能去试试看，再叫你去跟人家讲一下。
I've been to a psych ward once in my life.
牧师有一次经历过这个事情。
So I went to a site where was quite it's quite hard to get in, but I was visiting a patient.
那牧师去一个医院去探望一个病人。
Yeah, 一个精神病院。
一个精神病人。
And I realized something about being in a site ward.
但牧师就发现，在精神成为一个精神病院的精神病人是什么样子。
A lot of people make outrageous claims.
很多人去做出很多出格的宣告。
Even as a pastor, I'm a bit afraid.
即使是个牧师去见那些精神病人的时候，他也很害怕。
So you then have to decide, is Jesus crazy?
那你既然是想，耶稣是疯狂的人吗？
But there's a third possibility.
那就有第三点，就有这个可能。
What is the third possibility?
那这个可能是什么呢？
He is who he claims to be.
耶稣就是他向他所宣告的人一样，他就是他所宣告的。
And every one of us sitting here has to answer that question.
所以我们每个人坐在这里都要回答这个问题。
Why?
为什么？
Because the claim that he made is so outrageous.
因为耶稣所宣告的是真的很出格的，很美美的。
So extraordinary.
真的很不一样的这种宣告。
You can't just say it's okay.
你不可能这样说，哦，可以啊，他怎么讲都可以。
So how do we know that Jesus is risen indeed?
所以我们怎么真的知道耶稣已经从死里复活了呢？
Here I give you four reasons.
现在这里有四个原因告诉大家。
I can give you a lot more reasons.
我可以给大家很多的原因。
But you will be here for a very long time.
但你会坐在这里很长的时间。
The first reason is that there are eyewitnesses.
但第一点的原因就是有目击者。
After Christ was resurrected,
但耶稣从死里复活以后，
he appeared to no less than 500 people.
他向不少于五百个人向他们显现。
Now in a court of law, eyewitnesses are very important.
在法律上、法庭上来说，目击者、见证人是非常重要的。
Now interestingly,
这很有新、很有感兴趣、很特别的。
One of the first eyewitnesses is a woman.
第一个见证耶稣复活的是女妇女。
You might be thinking, what's the big deal about that the Bible record that one of the first witnesses is a woman?
你可能会想，在圣经里面记载一个第一个见证人是妇女的话，有什么大的问题？
You know why it's very important?
你觉得为什么非常重要？
Because it makes the Bible very reliable.
因为这使这个圣经是非常可靠的。
During that time, women do not have a good social status.
因为在那个时间，那个女人的社会地位是非常低下的。
If the author of the Bible really want to deceive people, they would not put woman as the first witness.
如果圣经的作者要想去欺骗人的话，他们就不会把妇女放在 见证的地位。
They put someone very powerful in a powerful status as a first witness.
你会把很多这个很有权柄、很高地位的人作为第一个的见证人放在圣经里面。
Second is the empty tomb.
第二点就是空的坟墓。
You understand that the tomb of Jesus was guarded by the elite Roman soldiers.
你们要知道。我们要知道那个耶稣被埋葬的那个坟墓是被罗马的士兵所看守的
精英士兵、
哦、精英士兵
elite soldiers
精英士兵所看守的那个坟墓
and the disciples of Jesus
但如果耶稣的门徒
they were made out of fishermen
他们是那些渔夫
not particularly too strong
他们并不是很强壮的
they are not able to go in and rob the tomb
他们不可能去那边把尸体给偷出来或者抢出来。
Now thirdly,
那第三点
we look at the suffering of the disciples of Christ.
我们要看耶稣的那些门徒们为耶稣所受的苦。
If Jesus is a liar,
如果耶稣是个欺骗的欺骗者
if he is crazy,
如果耶稣是疯狂的人
would you suffer for him?
你会为他受苦吗
would you die for him?
你会为这个疯狂的或者受骗的人去为他而死吗
But it's recorded in the early church history, many, many of his disciples suffer for Christ.
但是在圣经里面的记载，教会的历史记载，很多耶稣的门徒为他受死，为他受苦。
And last but not least,
但最后也不是最小的一点
is that Jesus changed me.
耶稣改变了我。
Just as Jesus has changed many of you seated here.
就好像耶稣在我们每个人的生命当中，使我们的生命得到改变。
We hear testimony from Stephen.
我们听到Stephen弟兄的这种见证。
And I suspect many of you have testimony of how God has changed you.
我也知道很多人的生命当中，有这种见证，神怎样改变了你的生命。
And because of the resurrection of Christ,
因为耶稣基督的复活
，the hope that Jesus offers us are different.
那耶稣给我们的盼望是不一样的。
Jesus offers certain hope.
耶稣带来的盼望是一个很稳固的盼望。
In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19, this is what it says.
那希伯来书第六章十九节是这样说的。
He said we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
他这样说，我们有这盼望，就像灵魂的锚，又稳当又坚固，通过幔子。
In the beginning, I ask you, what is the basis of your hope?
如果今天问你，你的盼望的基础基石是在哪里？
What is the kind of hope that you're holding on to?
你是怎么样抓住什么样的盼望？
Is it based on circumstances?
你的根基是在你的周围的环境吗？
Is it based on the plan turning out good?
是你的根基是在你的所计划的。得到你所要的结果吗
But our hope is hope in Christ.
但我们的盼望，我们的盼望是在耶稣。
The basis of our hope is the person of Christ.
我们的根基，盼望的根基是耶稣基督。
And here it says it's firm and it's secure.
在这里说它是又稳固又坚固又稳当的。
And how does it look like?
那这样看起来是什么样子的呢
It looks like this. I do not know what tomorrow holds.But I know who holds tomorrow.
那这有句话就说，我不知道明天会是什么样子，但我知道谁掌管明天。
It sounded something like this: that even when I don't see the way,
那听起来就是这样子。即使我看不见前面的路是什么样子
，But I trust the one who is the way.
但我信靠那位本身，他就是道路。
And that is the certain hope.
那就是。稳固的盼望
From maybe hope to certain hope.
从也许的盼望到稳固的盼望
Certain hope is firm and is secure because it's built on the foundation of Christ.
那稳固的盼望是非常坚定的因为它是建立在耶稣的基督复活的世界
And not only that.
那不仅仅是这样子
Jesus also offers us even if hope.
耶稣带来给我们带来就是即使的盼望
What is even if hope?
那即使的盼望是什么样子的呢
？It says that even if my plans fail, His promises stand.
他这些即使的盼望就是，即使我的计划失败了，神的应许依然站立得住。
Even if I don't get a good ETA to go into the course I want, God's promises still stand.
即使我的 成绩不是很好，没有进入我所盼望的学习的地方，但是上帝的应许仍然站立的。
I see a lot of VCE students smiling.
我看到很多的 VCE 的那些高考的学生在那边笑。
Parents, I have something good for you.
父母们对你一个好消息。
Even if my children do not turn out the way it's supposed to be,
即使我的孩子好像表现出来并不是像我所盼望的那样子。
God has a plan for him or for her.
上帝仍然对他仍然有他的计划，有他的安排。
Can I get an amen?
我们可以说阿门吗？
The even if,
这就是即使。
And this is what Stephen literally just shared.
就像刚才 Stephen 弟兄刚刚分享的。
Even if I walk through suffering,
即使我走在苦难当中。
Even if I walk through the valley of shadow and death,
即使我行过死荫的幽谷。
Even if the medical report is not the greatest,
即使体检的报告不是非常的好。
I am not afraid.
我也不害怕。
Do you want this kind of hope?
你要这样的盼望吗？
Because the if hope to even if hope is such a big difference.
这是从如果的盼望，也许的盼望跟到即使的盼望是非常的不一样的。
The even if hope places your trust in the unchanging God.
但即使的盼望是把你的信心放在不会改变的上帝上面。
And that is the hope that God offers us.
那就是神给我们所恩给我们的盼望。
There's this story.
这里有个故事。
Her name is Johnny Erickson Tada.
她的名字叫 Jenny Anderson.
How many of you have heard of this person?
有谁听过这个故事吗？听到这个人吗？
Johnny Erickson Tada at the age of 17.
她这个 Jenny 这个人，她在17岁的时候。
In an accident.
她在发生她发生了一个事故。
She broke her neck.
她的脖子被断掉。
She became quadriplegic.
她就变成全身的瘫痪。
She's paralyzed from the shoulders down.
她从脖子以下全部的瘫痪掉了。
Her world turned upside down.
她的整个世界就翻转了。
Now, in the early days, she was very angry.
在早期的时候感到非常的愤怒。
Even depressed.
甚至感到忧郁。
And she even questioned God, why would a loving, good God allow this to happen?
她甚至愤怒的就责问上帝说，为什么你是这么慈爱的上帝，会让这种事情发生在我的身上？
She lost all control of her body.
她对她的身体完全失去了控制。
There's no hope.
对她来说是没有希望的，没盼望的。
Such a beautiful young woman at the age of 17.
这个很美丽漂亮的十七岁的小女孩。
But in that place of darkness.
但在她的这个黑暗的当中。
She met Jesus.
她遇到了耶稣。
And over time,
在很经历了长的时间
，Johnny discovered a type of hope that no man can take away.
那 Johnny 这位，他发现找到了一种盼望，是没有人任何人可以把他生命当中拿掉的盼望。
It's not the maybe hope that says things might improve.
这并不是说也许的这种盼望使他说可能事情会好一点。
And not the if hope that depends on success or healing.
也不是说如果的盼望跟建立在成功的基础上面。
But a centered hope.
但这是个稳固的盼望。
Even if hope.
是即使的盼望。
The living hope.
这个活的盼望。
Anchored in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
建立在耶稣复活的生命当面，事实上面。
So how does this hope look like for her?
所以这个盼望对他来说是什么样子的呢？
She started painting using her mouth.
她开始用她的嘴巴来作画。
And throughout her life, she became a public speaker.
那通过她的生命，她开始变成公共的演讲家。
She became an author.
她成为一个作家。
She's an artist.
她也是一个艺术家。
And that Jesus meant so much for her, and this is what she said.
但耶稣对他来说，对他来说，生命是非常非常的重要。
She said, "I would rather be in this wheelchair, knowing Jesus, than on my feet without him."
他这样说：“我宁愿坐在轮椅上认识耶稣，也不愿站着却没有他。”
How precious is Jesus to her?
耶稣对他来说是多么的珍贵。
How valuable Jesus is to her.
耶稣对他来说是多么的有价值。
This is Johnny today.
这是 Johnny 现在的样子。
She is married to a Japanese.
他跟一个日本人结婚。
American Japanese, I think his name is Ken. Ken Tada.
他跟一个 Ken Tada 这个美籍的日本人结婚。
Now, if you pay close attention,
如果你注意的话
you can see this T-shirt here.
你可以看到这个T-shirt 的这个字在上面。
It says hope overflowing.
他就说盼望是永留盼望。
I wonder what kind of hope you are holding today.
我不知道你今天抓住的盼望是什么。
Johnny knows what kind of hope she's holding onto.
Johnny 知道他抓住的盼望是什么。
It's on the person of Christ.
是在主耶稣基督这个人身上。
And on that man's T-shirt,
在那个人的T-shirt 上面写着字。
It says Romans chapter 15 verse 13, which we will read.
在罗马书十五章十三节是这样写的。
Shall we read together?
那我们一起读好不好？
It says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. 愿那是
盼望的
神，
因
着你
们
的
信，
把
一
切喜
乐、
平
安
充满
你
们，
使
你
们
靠
着
圣灵的
大
能，
满
有
盼
望。Will you receive the God of hope today?
那么你今天愿意接受这位盼望的是盼望的神吗？
I've seen so many people when they receive the God of hope.
我看到很多人接受了这个盼望的神，接受盼望的神。
Their life changed upside down.
他们的生命翻天覆地的变化。
Because when you allow God to work in your life,
因为你让上帝在你的生命当中工作
，God can change you.
上帝可以改变你的生命。
I told you before there are three options that you can choose.
我可以告诉大家，前面你有三个选项。
Unless you can think of other options.
或者你可以想出另外一个选项。
Feel free to share with me.
很自由的跟牧师分享。
But C.S. Lewis is a
叫路易斯神学家讲的。
Such a renowned theologian.
他是个非常很有思想的神学家。
Is Jesus a liar?
耶稣是说谎的人吗
？Is Jesus crazy?
耶稣是发疯的人吗
？Or is Jesus who he claims to be?
哦，耶稣或者耶稣就是他所讲的。他是那样的。
If Jesus is who he claims to be,
如果耶稣就是像他所宣告的，他就是那一位的神。
Every one of us has to make a decision.
我们每个人都需要做一个决定。
There is no gray area here.
在这里没有一个灰色的地带。
So will you receive the God of hope today?
所以你今天要接受这个是盼望的这个神吗
？How then do you receive this God of hope?
那我们怎样接受这个是盼望的神呢
？If I can get the worship team to come,
那我们请敬拜团队上前。
Now how do we receive this God of hope?
那我们怎样接受这个是盼望的神呢
？We go back to the very first scripture we read.
我们回到我们最开始的最初读的那段圣经。
Jesus said to her,
耶稣对他说
，I am the resurrection and the life.
我就是复活和生命。
The one who believes in me will live.
信我的人，他要活着。
Even though they die.
虽然死了，也要活着。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
所以活着又信我的人，永远不会死。
Now pay attention.
注意。
Yeah, everyone pay attention here.
大家集中注意。
And then Jesus asked a very simple question.
耶稣问了这个最简单的问题。
Because this is the answer of receiving the God of hope.
这个就是对你接受盼望的神这个答案。
Jesus then asked,
耶稣就问
Do you believe this?
你相信吗
Do you believe this?
你相信吗
Do you believe this?
你相信吗
The Bible says if you confess with your mouth,
圣经里面说如果我们口里宣认
that Jesus Christ is Lord,
耶稣是主
They believe in your heart.
如果你心里相信
that Christ rose from the dead,
耶稣从死里复活
that you are saved,
你就得救。
And how we receive this God of hope is by believing in Jesus.
那我们怎样接受这个是盼望的神，就是我们相信耶稣。
Now there are many times whereby when we want to receive, we want to know a lot more information.
很多时候我们说我们要想接受什么东西，我们要很多很多的信息。
Now there are three things I can tell you what happened after you received.
有三件事情能告诉你，当你接受了耶稣以后会有什么事情发生。
The first is your past is forgiven.
那第一件就是你所有的过去的一切都已经被赦免了。
And then you can live a new life.
那现在你就活着过个新的生命。
You no longer have to live in regret.
你不要在你的懊悔当中活着。
That your past is forgiven.
你的过去已经被赦免了。
And then secondly, your presence is transformed.
第二点就是说你现在的生命得到更新。
And that is new life.
这就是新的生命。
And thirdly,
第三点，
your future is secure.
你的未来是稳妥的。
What a beautiful thing Jesus has given us, amen.
这是多么美好的耶稣给我们的事情。
And that is the resurrection of Christ.
这就是耶稣的复活。
How good is Jesus?
上帝是多么的好。
Let us all close our eyes and bow our heads.
那我们一起闭上眼睛，低下头。
No one is moving around.
大家不要看来看去。
We come to a very important time now.
我们现在进入一个非常重要的时间。
It's a time that whereby you have to make a decision.
这个时间是我们要做一个决定。
Today we talk about two types of hope.
我们今天讲到两种希望。
One hope is based on circumstance.
有一种希望是根据环境来做决定。
Another hope is based on the person of Christ.
另外一种希望是建立在耶稣基督的根基上面。
Today, you are to make a decision about this.
今天你要做这个决定。
If today you say, I want this hope.
如果今天你说我要这个盼望。
The hope that God offers.
那盼望是耶稣上帝所赐给的。
The eternal, secure hope.
永恒的、很有安全的这种盼望。
And then you want to receive Jesus.
如果你要接受耶稣到你生命当中。
Make today the day.
那就把今天当作那一天，你要接受耶稣的生命。
Jesus is stirring your heart.
耶稣站在你看着你的心。
If that is you today,
如果是你的话，
you say I want to receive this hope.
如果心头有这种感动，说我要接受盼望。
I want to receive this God of hope.
我要接受这个是盼望的神。
Can you quickly just put up your hand?
可以，请你举起手来。
Is there anyone here?
这里有任何一个人要接受耶稣吗？
You say Jesus, I want to receive this hope.
说耶稣，我要接受这个盼望。
Anyone?
任何人有谁吗
？Thank you, I see your hand.
感谢主，感谢主。
Anyone else?
还有谁看到吗
？Thank you.
感谢主
，Thank you.
感谢主。
God of hope.
上帝给你盼望。
Anyone else?
还有谁看到
？No one is looking around.
你们大家不要看来看去。
Thank you, I see that.
看到了，看到了，兄弟看到了。
The eternal hope in Christ.
看到上帝给的永恒的盼望。
God is calling you today.
上帝来呼召你今天。
We now come to a time of communion.
那我们现在我们进入守圣餐的时间。
Communion is a time whereby us as Christians we remember the death and the resurrection of Christ.
守圣餐是作为我们基督徒，我们纪念耶稣的死跟复活。
If you are not a Christian yet,
如果你还不是基督徒的话，
you don't have to partake this.
你不需要守这个餐杯。
But if you are, I want to welcome you.
但如果你是接受了耶稣的话，我们欢迎你一起用。
For those of you that do not have the communion, you can keep putting your hand up, and I'll.
如果你没有这个杯的话，可以请你举起手来。
Yeah, slowly. J on top. First, let's take out the biscuit.
那我们请拿出这个饼。
Hope is only made available because of the broken body of Christ.
盼望是因为耶稣破碎的身体。
The Bible says his body was broken so that we are made whole.
圣经里面说，因为他的身体会破碎，所以我们有这个盼望。
As you partake his body,
当我们一起用这耶稣的身体
，put your hope in Christ.
把你的盼望放在耶稣的身上。
He will make you whole.
他要使你成为有这种盼望。
Follow him.
跟随耶稣。
Trust him.
信靠他。
Put your faith in him.
把你的信心放在他的身上。
For the next 10-20 seconds.
那我们接下来10到20秒。
Let's spend some time alone with God.
那我们一起默想你跟上帝之间的事情。
Let's partake together.
那我们一起用这个饼。
The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
圣经里面说，没有流血的话，罪就不得赦免。
On Easter Friday, Christ shed his blood for us.
在耶稣受难日，耶稣为我们洒下了他的血。
Easter Sunday is the resurrection of Christ.
复活节是耶稣复活的日子。
It means that sin and death are defeated.
这意味着罪跟死亡已经被打败了。
The most difficulty in human life that cannot be solved is death.
对人类来说，最难解决的问题就是死亡。
But in Christ,
但是在耶稣里面，
we have eternal life.
在耶稣基督里面，我们有永恒的、永活的生命。
And that is the precious gift that God has given us.
这就是上帝给我们这最珍贵的礼物。
So as we drink this cup,
当我们喝这个杯的时候，
we drink in celebration.
我们带着盼望跟庆祝来喝这个杯。
And so before you drink,
所以在大家喝之前，
we're going to do something a bit different today.
我们今天要做些不同的事情。
Tell 2 to 3 people Christ is risen indeed.
告诉两三个人说耶稣已经复活了，耶稣是死者已经复活了。
Christ is risen indeed.
耶稣已经从死里复活了。Amen.
No, In a Chinese tradition, when they go wedding,
你知道在中国的那个他们去参加婚礼的时候
，they do the yam sing, you know.
他们会做 yam sing, 就广东人就干杯的 yam sing, 广东人干杯。
It means drink to win.
但是 drink to win.
It literally means drink to win.
那我们一起喝着干杯，不错，好吧，
来。Let me explain.
Yeah.
在马来西亚新加坡人他们结婚的时候呢，他们会一起干杯，不过他们说是饮胜，就是饮来得到胜利。
哦，是的，饮胜，就是说喝这个杯一起得到胜利的意思。
Today we're going to redeem that.
我们今天要这样的宣告。
The true drinking to victory is only the blood of Christ.
这真正的胜利是通过耶稣基督。
So every time we do the yam same thing,
当我们一起做这个扬声，这个呼叫，这个
Remember ChristIs the one that is victorious. Amen.
要记住，耶稣是那个得胜者。
But we're not going to do it now.
那我们现在不会这样做。
I do not want to be known as the pastor to do yam sing for communion.
我不要牧师成为一个叫杨信这个牧师。
I just want to redeem that part of the culture.
我们要分享大家这个习俗。
Can I get an amen for that?
那我们一起阿门吗
？Let's drink together.
那我们一起喝这杯。
Let us all stand.Jay, don't be naughty.
那我们一起站起来。
I love you guys so much.
我非常的爱大家。
I love you with the love of Christ.
我爱大家，带着耶稣基督的爱爱大家。
Today we're going to sing our last song.
我们今天要唱最后这首歌。
Say so you would come.
所以这我们一起看。
Thank you, Grace.
Hallelujah.
谢谢敬拜团队。
Precious in his eyes, because Father. Come to the Father.
Open your heart to God.
Know your gift is small. Broken hearts, broken lives, He will take them all. The power of the Word, the power of His blood, everything was done. Come to the Father, let's sing that again.
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much.
主耶稣，我们真的感谢你。